Hello?
Hello, is this Dorothea Cole?
Yes.
Hi, my name is David Siegel, and I'm calling you to thank you very, very much for making the scripts of Alonzo Dean Cole available to me.
Oh.
And also to wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
The scripts arrived today. I called Mr. Michelson to let him know that they got here safely. I understand you're getting quite a bit of rain where you are.
Oh, yes. Today was nice, but it's not going to stay that way.
Would it be okay, do you have a minute or two? Is it possible that I might be able to ask you some questions about your husband?
Well, yeah. Let me turn down the TV.
Sure.
Yes.
I just hope this isn't a bad time for you.
Well, no, I'm going out in a little bit, but...
I'll try not to keep you on too long, but any time you have to go, just let me know and I'll get off the telephone.
Sure.
The reason I want to ask some questions is I have some literature, some of the books dealing with radio, but that's always very formal and very professional. You know, he was born here and he did work on this program and this program. But there are very few people that one can talk to who really knew him and can talk about him personally. The only other person I know of is Miriam Wolf. I don't know if you know Miriam Wolf, but she...
The name is familiar.
She was an actress as a little girl, actually. She played Nancy after the actress who played Nancy passed away.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's where I heard it. Yeah,
okay.
I was his second wife, you know, so...
Well, no, I don't want to get into his personal life. Did you know him when he was active in radio? Did you meet him after The Witch's Tale and after Casey Crime Photographer?
I met him when he was doing Casey Crime Photographer.
I see. Was that in New York?
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm going to try to do is to ask you if you have any recollections of any of his experiences on the radio or any of his feelings about his radio work. Did he direct or just write?
He directed, wrote, and acted in them.
In Casey as well as the others?
No, not in Casey. He just wrote that one.
Plus, I think there was an actor called Stotts Cotsworth.
Stotts Cotsworth, yeah.
Who was in Casey. Did you get to meet any of the actors who were in Casey and the other shows?
Yeah, I met the whole...
Jackson Beck is still around, and
really?
I think Jackson was one of the actors in Casey.
Yeah. I have a picture of the whole bunch, standing around the piano.
That was another question I was going to ask. If you have any photographs at all that you could either Xerox or possibly make available just on a loan basis that we might be able to use in the book.
Would you want any of the Casey or just The Witch's Tale?
The Witch's Tale is obviously preferable because The Witch's Tale is the one that the book will be about.
Well, I think Charlie Michelson has the... pictures from The Witch's Tale.
I have some that I got from Miriam Wolf, but I thought that Mr. Cole might have had some of his own.
Well, I don't know. Did Michelson show you any, or he had?
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about that. We just talked about the script initially.
Oh, yeah. Well, he has some pictures, I know.
Okay, well, I'll get back in touch with him on that then.
Yeah.
Were you involved in radio yourself as a performer or an actress?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
I
used to listen to The Witch's Tale when I was about 12 years old, and I used to listen to him.
I see.
He was 21 years older than I was.
Did it frighten you?
Yes, I used to say to my mother, oh, can you imagine going home to a man like that?
And then you went home to a man like that.
Yeah, and... some years later, there we were across a crowded room, you know.
Uh-huh. What kind of person was Mr. Cole? He had to have some imagination.
Oh Lord, no, he had imagination. All right, he was very intelligent. He loved to read. He read all the time, and he was very volatile. Quite a personality and temperament.
Was
very charming. All the ladies liked him.
That's a positive attribute.
Yeah, I remember at a party one time I said, he was always the center of attention, you know. He was telling a story, and I said to some gal next to me, "Oh, I already heard that one." He said, "Well, I didn't."
How to win friends and influence people.
Gosh. So, he'd sit down on the floor, cross-legged, and everybody'd gather around, and he'd tell stories. In fact, he could go on, he'd go on all night and tell stories.
It's too bad you didn't have a tape recorder at the
time.
Yeah,
it really was. Well, it really was. He would tell some stories.
Were these stories he made up, or were these just stories he had heard?
No, they happened in show business.
Oh, well, do you remember any of them?
Lord. Not too many.
Any at all that you can recall that deal with radio personalities or any of his experiences on the radio? I'd love to hear.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Offhand. I can't think of any right now.
I wonder whether or not, since you're going to be, you do have to go somewhere, if I might be able to call you back and maybe do a little brain surgery so that the next time I call you, you might have some of those stories on hand.
Oh, geez, such a long time ago.
Yeah.
He was the one who went through all that stuff. He met a lot of different people, and, you know.
Did he have any favorites or people that he particularly liked and talked about a lot, or people that he didn't like? And,
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Who were his favorites?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm trying to
think. You're the clue to the past.
Golly.
And today the only people who would remember The Witch's Tale would either be people like myself who listened to it as a child, or people who have copies of the old tapes. There are a few tapes of the old programs around.
Yeah.
But it would be so interesting, for people who read the book, not just to read the stories, the scripts, but to get a kind of an insight on the person who wrote them. And that's really why I'm calling you.
He did a kind of a compilation of, it's like a scrapbook.
Yeah.
Might come in handy.
Do you have that scrapbook?
Yeah, I do. It just dawned on me. The shows he was in when he was on the stage, and
is it possible to borrow it? I would not keep it. I would just make Xerox copies of it and return it to you.
Yeah, you could do that. It's funny, I didn't think of that before. Yes, it's really something that would be, of use to you if you want.
Oh, it would be. It really would be very, very helpful.
Yeah.
Can I give you an address that you can send it to, and I would be more than happy to pay you for the postage?
Sure. Wait a second while I get a pen here.
Oh, you're so kind.
Just a minute. Boy, that suddenly dawned on me.
Now that you mention it, I know that Mr. Cole picked a winner when he picked you, because he picked a woman who was a quick thinker.
Oh, I don't know how quick it was, but finally it came to me. Okay, what's the address?
The address is 419
mm-hmm.
Granite, Granite,
mm-hmm.
Spring Road.
Spring Road.
Right, 419 Granite Spring Road, and that's in Yorktown Heights, Yorktown Heights, Heights, New York.
Yorktown Heights, New York.
10598.
98.
And my name is David.
David.
S-I-E-G-E-L.
T-E-L?
Siegel. Right. I won't keep it more than a couple of days. I will Xerox some pages from it, and whatever the postage, you put on it, I'll put that money in the envelope when I return the scrapbook to you, so that you will not have to lay out a penny for it.
Oh, that's okay. I wonder if I should insure it.
Yes, I think that's a good idea, because that's the kind of thing that, you certainly don't want to, these things are not so much valuable in the sense of, money, as they are in the sense of history.
Oh, sure, I know. I know. Well, this would be very good because it's really got a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah, it would have reviews. Of course, I was going to ask you what if he was in any plays, if he was in any...
Oh, sure. He went all over the country in the stock companies.
Uh-huh.
And then he was in vaudeville with his first wife. And then they did a radio series called Darling and Dearie.
What's the name of that?
Darling and Dearie.
Sounds like a soap opera.
Yeah, it was like a honeymoon couple, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're doing now different couples on TV.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never heard of that one.
Yeah, they did that for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a picture of them. A really weird picture.
Oh.
That's funny.
Put that in the scrapbook and send that one along. I'll get that back. I will make very, I promise to take very good care of these. The scripts are going back to Mr. Michelson, by the way. I'm not keeping them. I'm just,
yeah.
I'm Xeroxing them, and I'm hoping to pick, you know, about a dozen or so that we'll include in our book. And by the way, I hope he told you this, but we are dedicating the book to Alonzo Dean Cole in his memory, and you're going to get a special thanks to Dorothea Cole for making the scripts available.
Oh, that's nice.
And obviously, we'll send you a copy of the book.
Oh, great.
So, now he gave me an address of 333 Cameron Place. I forgot the apartment number.
Three.
Just apartment three.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's
we'll
91207.
Right.
Dale.
So I want to be sure everything gets back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I've exhausted you or whether or not you can think of anything else in terms of... What did he do after Casey?
He was writing different movie scripts. I think he sold a couple of them, but I don't think they ever put them on. Then we came out here because he made a deal with somebody. They did a pilot of The Witch's Tale in New York,
right.
And we came out here. They thought they were going to put it on, and I think the guy dropped dead of a heart attack or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we're stuck out here. I've been here ever since. So that was that. So then he was writing and, you know, with different things.
Did he write any books? Did he publish any books?
No, he never wrote a book.
Magazine articles?
No.
Basically stories?
Yeah, just plays and scripts.
You know, he had a really fantastic imagination.
Yeah, he said one time he was writing in the middle of the night. He used to write in the night when it was quiet. Dark, and he was writing at night. And I don't know what he was writing, but he said he scared himself.
He could have been as well known as Stephen King.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think he was much more talented than Stephen King.
Yeah, well, he was the first one to start that stuff, you know, on radio.
Yeah. Did he ever tell you where he got the stories from? What, you know, how his imagination developed in that manner?
Well, he derived a lot of things from, he got ideas from different stories and books. And
he adopted them from other stories.
Yeah, not all of them, but some of them.
Right.
But, you know, he'd get an idea here and there. No, I don't know how he ever started it.
Did he keep in touch with the other radio personalities after he moved to California?
Not too much that I know of. No.
Did he have any brothers or sisters who were in the business?
Yeah, his sister, she was a kid actress in St. Paul, Minnesota. In fact, Muriel Cigars were named after her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her name was Muriel, and the old guy that made the cigars was so infatuated with her that he named a cigar after her.
Uh-huh. There's a song about Muriel Cigars.
Yeah. Well, that was my sister-in-law.
Uh-huh. Is she still...
No, she's deceased.
I see.
Yeah.
Was she on the radio or just on the stage?
She was on the stage. She was a kid actress.
I see. Anyone else in the family?
No, I don't think so.
Did he have any children?
One daughter, mine and his.
I see. Is she active in theatrical work at all?
No. Nope.
Uh-huh. What does she think of her father's work?
Oh, they were so much alike. They were fighting all the time.
Sounds like my son and myself.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were so much alike, you know, and I was always the referee.
Does she write?
No, she doesn't write.
Yeah.
No. No, I just wrote a poem. I don't know, it just came off the top of my head. I saw that ad in the TV guide. Send in your poem. You know, I sat there and I wrote this thing. I think I'll send it in. I may win $1,000.
Why not? Why not? This may be your lucky year.
Yeah, what can they do me?
Well, look, I won't keep you any longer. You've been extremely pleasant. It's really been wonderful talking to you. I hope you don't forget in terms of that scrapbook, because that really sounds exciting.
Oh, I won't. I won't forget. I'll try and dig it out and maybe send it out tomorrow.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I
promise you that it will get back to you in one piece.
Okay.
Word of a scout's honor.
All right.
And it's going to be a while before this book is done. You know, books take a long time.
Yeah.
But we are really hoping to get it out by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just not be possible without your help. So I just felt I had to call you. I had to thank you. And I really hope that this is a wonderful year for you.
Well, thanks very much. I sure appreciate it.
Well, it was sweet talking to you.
Okay, I'll get it out to you.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.